This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 28th of December, 1953. The title is How to Be a Group Auditor. This group processing session is 62 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
Well, this is the first evening lecture, the third lecture as such, the fourth conference tape, Phoenix Congress. And tonight we're going to cover something on group processing, and I hope tonight that we get a better insight both into techniques and how they are administered. Now I'm going to spend a long time telling you how to be a group auditor. I'm going to cover this in the most remorseless detail possible. I'm going to cover this to a point where there will be no slightest doubt left in your mind as to how to be a group auditor. I hope you realize this. Now, having given you my lecture on group auditing, I will give you the best way I know how to go about it, which is simply audit you. You audit groups the way I'm auditing you. I could tell you that you could take a little old self-analysis in Scientology and you can read it to a group and so on with proper spacings, you'll get results. You can do this and that and something else and you will get results. You can take How to Audit, which is a book which is still in production, which will be available very shortly, which contains all possible commands in SOPHC and how to administer it. And you can just take that page after page after page after page. You've got thousands of hours of group auditing in it if you want it. Now, I'm not auditing you with any particular regard to certain steps. I will do that later on. We will go through this whole thing. I'm just auditing you more or less on a hit-and-run basis. And I'm picking up various things which actually aren't particularly in SOPHC, but which are nevertheless very easily derived from it. So let's go. Let's get this first one, which is simply this. Give me some places where you shouldn't stay. Some places you shouldn't stay. If you haven't gotten jail yet, add that in too. All right, get somebody else getting places he shouldn't stay. Now let's get some places that somebody else won't let somebody else stay, or wouldn't want the other person to stay. Now let's get some places where somebody wouldn't want you to stay. And some places where you wouldn't want somebody else to stay. And now some places where you shouldn't stay. Some more places where you shouldn't stay. Who hasn't got one yet? Some more places where you shouldn't stay. And now some places where somebody else shouldn't stay. And some places where somebody wouldn't want somebody else to stay. We haven't got hell yet, that's a good one. And some places where nobody would let you stay. And some places where somebody else shouldn't stay. You know, he would decide himself he shouldn't stay. And a place where you wouldn't want somebody else to stay. And some places where you'd rather not stay. You'd just rather not stay. Places where somebody else would love you to stay. And where you'd just love to have somebody else stay. And where somebody would like to have somebody else stay. And where you'd love yourself to stay. And where somebody else would love to stay. Okay, let's get some places you're not trying to arrive in. Places you're not trying to arrive in. Some places somebody else isn't trying to arrive in. And some places somebody isn't trying to get somebody else to arrive in. And some places somebody doesn't want you to arrive in. and some places you don't want somebody else to arrive in. All right, now let's get some places that you would hate to have to leave. You just wouldn't like to leave. Some places you wouldn't like to leave. And some places you'd hate to see somebody else leave. And some places where other people do not want other people to leave. And some places where you'd hate to depart from, if you were there. And some places other people don't generally like to leave. All right, give me some towns now, some towns that you're not leaving at this moment. Now give me some places you're not trying to arrive at this moment. And some towns that somebody else isn't trying to leave at this moment. Now be certain about this one. Towns that somebody else isn't trying to leave at this moment. And some places where somebody else isn't trying to arrive at this moment. Oh, you can think of some of those. Okay, now give us some towns that you would hate to have depart from you if you were in them. And some places you'd hate to have to arrive in. Now give me some objects that you would not like to arrive. You wouldn't want these objects to arrive. Some objects you'd hate to have arrive. You can think of more than that, some more objects you'd hate to have around. Now give me some objects somebody else would hate to have arrive. And some objects some people generally don't appreciate from other people. And objects which you wouldn't want to arrive in a specific person. And objects you would hate to have arriving in you. Now give me three places where you wouldn't want to stay. One, two, three. Three of them. And three places somebody else wouldn't want to stay in. Three places. Let's get three this time. Now let's get a whole bunch of objects which are undesirable at points of arrival. You understand what I mean? Now this is a whole lot of objects that are generally considered undesirable to have arrive. Call these non-arrival objects. Okay, now give me a whole bunch of arrival objects. Objects which are very desirable, objects that should arrive. Go ahead and think what you please. Nobody's reading your thoughts. Okay, now give me a bunch of non-arrival objects. Just generally considered non-arrival objects. See if your recognition of these has freshened up a little bit in the last couple of minutes. All right, now some arrival objects. Arrival objects. I mean, a whole bunch of them. We want quantity. Now a whole bunch of acceptable objects. Now a whole lot of non-acceptable objects. Now give me a host of arrival objects, objects which are considered to be acceptable on arrival. Now a whole bunch more non-arrival objects. And give me some acceptable objects now. A lot of acceptable objects. Now a bunch of arrival objects people like to have arrive. non-acceptable objects. You just mustn't touch these objects. This is a sort of a mustn't touch here. Non-acceptable objects. And now some non-arrival objects. Now, let's see, if your minds are freshened up a little bit, give me three places that if you had a choice, you wouldn't stay. Now, give me a whole bunch more places you wouldn't stay if you had a choice. You know, hot stoves, jails. Now give me some places you'd love to stay. And now give me some towns you are not this moment leaving. And some towns that you are not this moment trying to arrive in. Now some towns that somebody else isn't leaving at this moment. Now some towns where nobody else that you know is leaving. And some towns where nobody you know is arriving. It's all right if you have to go off the planet. Most people are, anyhow. Now let's see if your repertoire has gotten a little bit better here. Give me three places where you wouldn't like to stay. Three places you'd hate to leave. And some places you wouldn't like somebody else to stay. And some places you'd hate to have to stay yourself. Now let's have some places where the people there couldn't care less if they never saw you again. And some places where no brass bands would meet you at the depot or city limit. Specific places. Now let's be specific about this. Now let's give some thought to this now. Some towns that are not this moment arriving at you. and some towns which are not this moment arriving at somebody else. Now let's get the idea of holding on to somebody, just anybody, any place in the world. Holding on to somebody, I mean physically. Let's get the idea of letting them go. Let's get the idea now of holding on to somebody else someplace in the world. It doesn't matter if you got bogged down the first time, we'll catch that. Now get the idea of letting go of that person. All right, now without holding on to anybody, just let go of somebody. Now let's let go of somebody else. I don't care what you name him, just let go of him. Now let's get the idea of letting go of somebody else. And again, the idea of letting go of somebody else. I didn't tell you not to get a hold of anybody. I just said let go. All right, let go of somebody else now. Now, it doesn't matter whether you have a hold of a person in these places or not. But you just let go of somebody in them anyhow. Understand? All right, let go of somebody in New York. Let go of somebody in Chicago. Let go of somebody in San Diego. In Shanghai, China. In Seattle, Washington. Mexico City. Miami. Paris. Moscow. Just let go of somebody in Moscow. All right, so you don't have hold of somebody. Let go of him. All right, let go of somebody in St. Louis. Kansas City. Los Angeles. Nagasaki. The North Pole. All right, so there's nobody at the North Pole. Let go of somebody there. These hidebound people. All right, let go of the center of the earth now. I have the center of the earth let go of you. What's the matter? Didn't you do that? I have the center of the earth let go of you. Not your body, just Dickens with a body. Just center of the earth, just let go of you. Now you let go of the center of the earth. Now let go of the moon. Now let go of earth. Now let go of the sun. Now mark up somebody, I don't care if you get anybody there or not, but mark up somebody standing in front of you and have him let go of you. And again. Now one right after the other. Have somebody stand in front of you and let go of you. And then throw him away, and have somebody else stand in front of you, let go of you, and throw him away. Now let's just keep up a long sequence of that one. Now, by the way, if you're having difficulty with this, I don't care how you make them let go of you. Hit them with a red-hot poker, touch their hands with hot coals, it doesn't matter. Just have them let go of you. And throw them away. There'll be a lot of people doing that. Get a whole lot more of them. Get a big mob standing out in front of you now and have them all let go of you. Okay, throw them all away. Now let's see if your recalls have pepped up a little bit here. Give me three places you wouldn't want to stay. Give me a lot of places now you wouldn't want to stay. Okay, give me some people you are not. Some more people you're not. All right, now when I give you this next one, I mean specific people. Joe is not Bill. Just boys are not girls. We want Joe is not Bill. Specific people you know. Give me some people who are not other people. Now a whole list of people who are not you. And a whole bunch of people that you are not. Pick them out. I am not Papa. I am not. Now have another person get a whole bunch of people he isn't. And you get a whole bunch of people you're not. And I don't care if they are getting scarce. Get some more. It's very significant when they get scarce. Get some more. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Some more people you are not. Now, this time, though, just get people you're absolutely certain you're not. All right, now select some other person. Now get a whole bunch of people he isn't, or she isn't. Okay, get a bunch of people you're not now. I hope your acquaintance has broadened in the last few minutes. A whole bunch of people you're not now. Very significant when they get scarce. All right, let's get some places you don't have to arrive tonight. And places you don't have to stay tonight. Some places you aren't halfway between tonight. Some places that aren't halfway between you tonight. That confuse you? Well, I've been nice and literal, and I've been very good to you here for a long time. I thought I might as well throw you a hooker. Now, let's pay attention. Okay, now let's see if your memory sparked up even further. Now, give me some places where you don't like to stay. Have you out of your heads yet? There's a boy waiting out there with a shotgun if you don't make it on this process. Places you don't like to stay. All right. Now let's get less subjective about this. And let's look around here and find three places where you aren't. One, two, three. Three places where you aren't. Now, that person back there that said, I'm not in those places. That isn't the way we do that. We don't do that technique that way. We do the technique, I am not up in that corner, is the way we do the technique. You know, just, I know I'm not in three places of this world. That doesn't pass, you know. Because there's a trick on this. You make the fellow locate points of space is why you do the process. That's the total significance of it. If you find another one, then you found me out. But let's get three specific places and look at them and feel them and examine them and decide you're not there. We had somebody in the second unit that, most everybody graduated in the second unit. There were a couple people who didn't. But some others didn't quite live that long. We won't count them. But the point is, we had one person there that was run for about 5 hours on this technique, places where you're not, and they'd just been sitting there. Well, I know I'm not in any of these places. They just kept saying that over and over. They were doing repeater technique, I guess. Now, come on, get three places now where you know absolutely that you aren't. Just know you're not. You sure? Now, come on, we can get more certain than this. Now, let's get three places that you know absolutely you're not in. Right this minute. That hazy doubt that remains in some of your minds, I don't like. Now, let's discard it right now. Now, let's go over it again and just not get upset just because I keep asking you to be certain about this. Let's check them over now. Three places where you know you're not. If you're still unsure about it, get a place where your right shoe isn't. Let's just bring everybody up to some level of certainty. All right. Now, a place where your left shoe isn't. They did this to a fellow one time and he found his feet. All right. Let's get where your stockings aren't. Now, please, some of you, there is a point of entrance. There is some of you that isn't someplace else. You know, there's a process that goes like this, that every once in a while an individual says, oh, I know I'm none of those places. I know I'm none of those places. I know I'm none of those places. And the next thing you know, they're buttered halfway over the universe because you made them look. And they started looking at these places, and they got an automatic machine that sends them there every place they get. Then to keep themselves from going there, you can do this, by the way, you just sort of pick yourself up, the image that you got of you, and sort of look at the place. You get the idea? You know, you can look straight at the corner of the room and think you might be in the corner of the room, but be absolutely certain that you're not 5 inches to the right of the corner. That'll fool them. Three more places where you're absolutely certain you're not. I don't care how far out in the galaxy you have to go. Three places you're absolutely certain. Now let's get a good level of certainty of what's under your feet. A real good level of certainty. Let's hear some stamps. You know what's under your feet now? Got it there, real good and solid? Okay. All right. Give me three places where you're not thinking. Got 'em? Gee, that was quick. Let's get one place now where you're not thinking. One place where you're not thinking. Now let's get the most certain place you can get where you're not thinking. Very certain that you're not thinking there. Got that? Get the most certain place you can find. Do you find out that there are grades of certainty on this? Somebody's still saying, I'm not thinking any place. I'm not thinking any place. Don't look, though. All right, are you thinking in your right foot? You thinking in your left foot? In your chest? In your right ear? Your left ear? You thinking in the front of your face? Why don't you be 3 feet back of your head? And while you're 3 feet back of your head, give me three places in this universe where you're not. Give me some more places in the universe where you're not. Be about 3 feet back of your head now. Stretch it to 50 feet if you want to, but no closer than three. And give me three more places where you are not. And while you are back of your head, give me three people you are not. And some more people you are not. And some more people you are not. And some animals you are not. Be back of your head there. I don't care how far now. Be back there somewhere. Back of your head and get three animals that you are not. Now I want you to sort of theta-wise, take your right hand theta-wise and your left hand theta-wise and grab hold of your shoulders. Leave your body's hands in your lap or wherever they are. But just be back of your head and steady yourself by holding on to your shoulders. Put a hand on each shoulder. It's very easy. And give me three people you're not. I'll be out as far as you please. And give me three places you are not. And now some places where you are not thinking. Some more places you're not thinking. Some more places you're not thinking. Now make a duplicate of this room and throw it away. And another duplicate of this room and throw it away. I don't care how inaccurate the duplicate is. Make another duplicate of this room and throw it away. And another duplicate of this room and throw it away. And again. And again. And again. 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 I'll be back in your body there someplace.
and mark up nothing. Mark up a nothingness. And throw it away. Duplicate it. Mark up a nothingness. Now duplicate it. And duplicate it. And duplicate it. 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 Throw them away. Now mark up the most horrible body you can think of. Throw it away. Another one. Duplicate it. 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 Throw it away. Now, whether in or out, put 8 golden points around your body, and so they make a cube. Anchor points, 8 golden points, 4 in back of you, 4 in front of you. If inside, okay. If outside, okay. Still 4 in back of you, 4 in front of you. Make a cube, cube of space. Pull it together. Pull those points together. Set it aside. Put up 8 more points around you. 8 points, 4 back of you and 4 in front of you, in such a way as to make a cube of space. These points are at the corners. Now pull them in to the middle and set it aside. And 8 more points around you, and this time make them great big points. Pull those into the middle and set them aside. I don't care how exactly or inaccurately or anything you get these. Just put 8 more points around you. If you're outside, put them around you outside. If you're inside your head, put them around you inside. Just put 8 points around you, no reference to the body, and pull them together. Pull them together. And pull them, kind of squish them together. Get them real tight there in the center. You know, nice and tight. Now set that aside. Now put out 8 points around yourself again and pull them into the center. Now, at any rapidity you care to, continue to do that operation until you have a large mass of energy accumulated. Eight points out, pull them into the center. I don't care how dimly or how well you get it. Just keep doing it. Get a lot of mass there built up. Big stuff. Put 8 points around yourself and pull them in. Set them aside. You put 8 more points around yourself. Pull them in. Set them aside. Now let's see if we can get those points big, massive. Each one of the points massive when you put them up there, and then pull them in and get a mass. And then set that mass aside. Let's get a real bing and pull them aside. Set it aside. Continue to do it. Let's accumulate quite a mass there. Okay, now set that aside. And let's put in the front of the curtain up here, let's put the postulate, I have to have energy. And over there, the right side of the room, put into the wall over there, I have to have energy. Into the back of the room, let's put that in there, I have to have energy. Over at the left side of the room, let's put it in there, I have to have energy. And into the floor. And into the ceiling. All right, let's put the same postulate into the front curtain. The right wall. The back. The left wall. The floor. The ceiling. Now let's put the feeling of unconsciousness in the floor. Make it feel unconscious. Let's put the feeling of unconsciousness in that floor. And in the front, feeling of unconsciousness. The right wall, put feeling of unconsciousness into the right wall. I don't care how bad or good you do it, just get the idea of putting unconsciousness in that wall. In the left wall, the back of the room, the ceiling, the floor, the back of the room, the right wall. Let's get unconsciousness into that right wall. The left wall. The front curtains. Feeling of unconsciousness in the ceiling. Then the floor. And the right wall. The left wall. Now let's get into that left wall real strong now. Feeling of unconsciousness in that left wall. The front of the room. The ceiling. Let's get that ceiling real heavily unconscious. Let's get more into it than you had it at first. floor. Okay. Let's get three places in the room where you're not. Get them. Three places in the room where you're not. Reach for the two back corners of the room.